Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 30:13. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. God, in His infinite wisdom, paints in this verse the look of pride. He draws us to the eyes of a generation whose eyelids are lifted up. This is a generation whose pride is beyond patriotism. It is profoundly wicked. It is a generation whose eyes reveal sinful pride. God's word is clear as to what He thinks of lofty eyes. For in Psalm 101:5, He says, "Him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart, will not I suffer." God has no patience with a wickedly proud generation. God is always long-suffering with the humble, but He has no mercy for those of the generation of high looks. Jesus Christ justified the publican who, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." God honors the request of the humble, but brings to dishonor those of lofty eyes who exalt themselves. They will be abased who compare themselves among themselves, as the Pharisee who stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican." It is interesting that the Pharisee prayed with himself. Being so proud, he thought of himself as the one to answer his own prayer. Note that his standard of righteousness was other men. "I am not as other men are." So what? What's your point, Pharisee? So what that you are not like other men? Does that give you status before God? Does God show favor because you compare favorably with other men? Where is it said that God set up this kind of economy? Pharisee, upon what authority do you base your idea? Recall the lofty eyes of King Nebuchadnezzar, who compared himself among men. "O king, what did you say to earn the loss of your kingdom? Was it your humble and contrite heart that resulted in your fall? Didn't I read in God's word that you said, 'Is not this great Babylon, which I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?'" Nebuchadnezzar, there is no honor to God in that sentence, no humble and contrite heart there, O King Nebuchadnezzar. And then, while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee." Nebuchadnezzar, how did you like eating grass as the oxen? Did you get used to the wetness of the dew of heaven? It seems your sinful pride made your hair as eagle's feathers and your nails like bird's claws. In the end, God received glory when at the end of the days I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored Him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. Remember another lofty-eyed king named Herod, who accepted the worship of the people as they shouted, "It is the voice of a god and not of a man." God did not suffer him a moment. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. The worms obeyed their creator with much delight, doing their duty in the body of Herod. God is a jealous God and will not share his glory with another. The lofty eyes of the wickedly proud are tender morsels to the worms of death. The lofty eyes of these two kings are but introductions to the lofty eyes of the one to come. Daniel the prophet tells about the one who will deceive the world with his lofty eyes and his pride, declaring himself to be God. exalting and magnifying himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. Daniel 11:36-45. So says Daniel in the Word of God, lofty eyes and eyelids lifted up are those of the Antichrist. They are the eyes of his generation. They are the mark of the enemies of Jesus Christ and ought never to be found in his followers. Those of us who follow Jesus Christ are to give our eyes to God as a living sacrifice and by his grace never to be found full of sinful, wicked pride. Oh, there is a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.